Good afternoon. It's my privilege to share with you today the message of Christmas. Let me ask you a question. Do you feel that you know where you're going? Or are you like this person who's going the wrong direction? How did you get here today? Did you use Google Maps? Did you use your sat nav? Or did you already know where you were going? Well, today I'm going to share with you the part of the Christmas story that concerns the Magi, or the wise men, as they're sometimes called. These guys were clever. Thus they were called wise men. Today, we might call them astrologers or astronomers. Now, astronomers base their study on research and observation. Astrology, on the other hand, is the belief that the positioning of the stars and the planets affect the way events take place on Earth. And whichever one you pick, the events on Earth were affected that day. These blokes had been studying the stars and noticed that there was one which was different. It was the star of a king. It moved across the night sky, and they knew they had to find out its meaning and destination. It says this: after Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi came from the east, came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." They started to follow the star, and it was taking them from the east towards Israel. Now, naturally, they thought that it was a new king that was born, and that they should head to Jerusalem because that's where the royal palace was. Now, in this country, when there's a royal birth, all the press will go to the hospital to try and catch a glimpse of the newborn baby. Here is a picture of Prince William being born to Charles and Diana. And then on the other side, William and Catherine with Prince George. But nothing is official until the birth is announced at Buckingham Palace. The wise men went to the palace to see Herod. And here is where our 2 points of today come into play. You see, they went to the wrong place, and they spoke to the wrong person. The Magi might not have known the Old Testament depicting Bethlehem as the place of the birth. Herod even had to consult his teachers of the law, and we read that a little earlier when we read from Micah chapter 5. But here's what happens when the Magi come to the palace and speak to Herod. When Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all of Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea, for that is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report back to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star that they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with the gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. You see, Herod gave the impression that he wanted to go and worship the new king, but in fact, he wanted to get rid of him. If you read on in the story, you'll find that Herod killed all the male children under two. But by this time, Joseph had taken Mary and the child to safety in Egypt. Deep down, Herod wanted nothing to do with Jesus. And I wonder if that's you today. Do you want nothing to do with Jesus? Do you prefer to go your own way? You might be the kind of person who thinks that they can get to heaven by doing certain things. In work, we often hear the expression, oh, it's just a tick list. They just want you to do something so that they can tick a box. Well, sometimes people think that if they tick the right boxes, they will get to heaven. And here's a few things that they might do. They might do good things. It's good to be good. They might be baptized. They might come to church. They might keep the Ten Commandments. Love others. Give to charity. Now, giving to charity is a great thing, but it won't get you to heaven. You might take communion, but again, it won't get you to heaven. You might say your prayers or read the Bible. None of these things on their own will get you to heaven. The wise men followed their instincts, but got it drastically wrong. Eventually, when they started to look at the star again, they began to look up. When they allowed the star to guide them, instead of going their own way, they found the right place and the right person. The star led them to the place where the true king was. And there they brought their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And today you can find that same king, the Lord Jesus. The wise men followed a star, but Jesus is asking you to follow him, to put your trust in the real king, and accepting that he came to the earth as a baby, but would ultimately go to the cross and give his life to make a way back to God. Only through his death could we receive the gift of eternal life if we accept it. Give us a king. Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That same baby born in the manger is the King, our King today. We look at the presents under the tree, and I could offer you any one of them, but it would be absolutely useless if you don't accept it. And that's the same with Jesus. He wants you to accept him as Saviour of the world and put your trust in him for your life. Only he can fill the emptiness.